Halo priatelia, hello friends, welcome to the podcast Learn Slovak and More. This show is about learning Slovak language, Slovak culture, traditions, and everything in between. I'm your host Božena, a native of Slovakia, Slovak language teacher, an unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you learn Slovak language at your best. This is Season 5, Episode 26, and bonus episode 4. Today we are going to look at some verbs that completely change the stem but still keep the standard ending for a specific person. For example, spať, spím. Then you will practice them in short sentences. Tak čo poviete? I say poďme na to. Let's go after it. Poďme na to. Hello a vítajte. Hello and welcome again. I'm so glad to have you here. If this is the first time that you are here and you are new to learning Slovak language, I recommend starting with the trailer episode so you can build up your vocabulary. Please click the button subscribe or follow in your app podcast and later leave a review about the part you enjoyed the most. I appreciate your feedback a lot. This is season 5, so if you are really interested in learning the Slovak language, I would recommend starting with the season 1. If you just want to listen to my podcast for fun, it doesn't matter where you start. You can also search episodes by a topic. If you want to re-listen to your favorite part of this episode, go to the timestamps to skip to the section you are interested in. Check my website, www.bozenaslovak.com. Also, check my Instagram at bozenaslovak, where I'm posting the pictures of what I'm talking about on my podcast. Today, before I move on to the bonus episode topic, I would like to remind you that my podcast is seasonal. That means that I bring you a new episode every week on Wednesday for a certain number of months, and then I take a few weeks off to prepare for a new season. This is the end of season 5 and bonus episode 4. I think you know by now that my bonus episodes are a little bit different from my regular episodes. They are shorter, straight to the point, without stories or legends. After those 5 bonus episodes, the new season, season 6, starts in February. In February, I would also like to launch our membership, so stay tuned in. Last week, we practiced some Slovak verbs in the present tense that add the form je, that is J-E, in the middle when conjugated, like GM, PM, and so on. Today we are going to look at some verbs that completely change the stem, but still keep the standard ending for a specific person. Let's conjugate some of them. Number 1, the present tense of the verb niesť, meaning to carry. Počúvajte, singular. Nesiem, I carry. Nesieš, you carry. Nesie, he, she, it carries. Repeat, nesiem, nesieš, nesie. Now, plural. Nesieme, we carry, nesiete, you carry, nesú, they carry. Repeat, nesieme, nesiete, nesú. Number 2, the present tense of the verb viesť, meaning to lead. Počúvajte, singular. Vediem, I lead. Vedieš, you lead. Vedie, he, she, it leads. Repeat, vediem, vedieš, vedie. Now, plural. Vedieme, we lead, vediete, you lead, vedú, they lead. Repeat, vedieme, vediete, vedú. Number three, the present tense of the verb viesť, meaning to drive. Počúvajte singular, veziem, I drive. Vezieš, you drive. Vezie, he, she, it drives. Repeat, veziem, vezieš, vezie. Now plural, vezieme, we drive. Veziete, you drive. Vezu, they drive. Repeat, vezieme, veziete, vezu. Number four, the present tense of the verb spať, meaning to sleep. Počúvajte, singular. Spím, I sleep. Spíš, you sleep. Spí, he, she, it sleeps. Repeat, spím, spíš, spí. Now plural, spíme, we sleep, spíte, you sleep, spia, they sleep. Repeat, spíme, spíte, spia. Number five, the present tense of the verb vidieť, meaning to see. Počúvajte, singular, vidím, I see, vidíš, you see, vidí, he, she, it sees. Repeat, vidím, vidíš, vidí. Now plural, vidíme, we see, vidíte, you see, vidia, they see. Repeat, vidíme, vidíte, vidia. Number six, the present tense of the verb sedieť, meaning to sit. Počúvajte, sedím, I sit. Sedíš, you sit. Sedí, he, she, it sits. Repeat, sedím, sedíš, sedí. Now plural, sedíme, we sit, sedíte. You sit, sedia, they sit. Repeat, sedíme, sedíte, sedia. And number seven, the present tense of the verb stretnúť, meaning to meet. Počúvajte, stretnem, I meet. Stretneš, you meet. Stretne, he, she, it meets. Repeat, stretnem, stretneš, stretne. Now plural, stretneme, we meet, stretnete, you meet, stretnu, they meet. Repeat, stretneme, stretnete, stretnu. And a short phrase for today. Actually, it's a question. Kedy sa stretneme? Meaning, when will we meet? Repeat. Kedy sa stretneme? One more time. Kedy sa stretneme? Now let's practice a few sentences. Number one. Náš starý sused sedí každé ráno na lavičke pred domom. Meaning, our old neighbor sits on the bench in front of the house every morning. Repeat. Na lavičke pred domom. Next. Sedí každé ráno. Next, repeat. Náš starý sused. And the whole sentence repeat. Náš starý sused sedí každé ráno na lavičke pred domom. Number two. Sedí tam a pozerá na svet okolo seba. Meaning, he sits there and looks at the world around him. Repeat. Na svet okolo seba. Next, repeat. Sedí tam a pozerá. And the whole sentence repeat. Sedí tam a pozerá na svet okolo seba. Number three. Keď ho tam vidím, odnesiem mu kúsok koláča. Meaning, when I see him there, I'll take him a piece of cake. Repeat. Odnesiem mu kúsok koláča. Repeat. Keď ho tam vidím, odnesiem mu kúsok koláča. Number four. Sused mi ďakuje a pomaly je koláč, meaning the neighbor thanks me and slowly eats the cake. Repeat. Pomaly je koláč. Next, repeat, sused mi ďakuje. And the whole sentence repeat, sused mi ďakuje a pomaly je koláč. Number five, prajem mu pekný deň a odchádzam. Meaning, I wish him a nice day and leave. Repeat, odchádzam. And try the whole sentence. Prajem mu pekný deň a odchádzam. Number six. Potom veziem deti do školy a idem do práce. Meaning, then I drive the children to school and go to work. Repeat, idem do práce. Next, repeat, potom veziem deti do školy. And the whole sentence repeat. Potom veziem deti do školy a idem do práce. Number 7. Po práci sa stretneme na futbalovom zápase našich detí. Meaning, after work, we meet at our kids' soccer game. Repeat. Na futbalovom zápase našich detí. Next, po práci sa stretneme. And the whole sentence repeat. Po práci sa stretneme na futbalovom zápase našich detí. All right, to je všetko pre dnešok. That is all for today. I recommend that you listen to the Slovak lesson a couple of times to reinforce the learning of the language. Download the episodes so you can go back to them as many times as you need. And don't just passively listen to Slovak words or sentences. Please repeat them out loud. Yes, I know. I've already said it. I also recommend recording yourself and listening to your recording to hear how your pronunciation is. This way you can get some feedback on it right away. If you have any questions, send it to my email hello@bozenaslovak.com. Check my website www.bozenaslovak.com. Also check my Instagram @bozenaslovaks, where I'm posting the pictures of what I'm talking about on my podcast. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I am grateful that you listened to the end of this episode. I will be back next time with more. Check out the notes about my podcast and please tell everyone about this podcast so they can enjoy it too. Thank you. And until I hear from you again, ciao. Ďakujem a do počutia.